Hey friends, welcome back to Unlock Your Child's Full Potential, where we are all about nurturing enduring connections with our children. I'm your host, Billy, and today we're diving into the intricate world of the mother-daughter relationship, exploring its dynamics, and unlocking the keys to smoother communication. With International Women's Day just around the corner, this episode is a heartfelt dedication to all you incredible mothers out there. And hey, boy moms, stick around. There's wisdom for you too, as we unravel the ties with our own mothers. Our guest today is the amazing Hilary May, a family therapist with 15 years of experience, focusing keenly on the mother-daughter connection. We're delving into the struggles mothers and daughters face, especially when it comes to expressing needs. As women, we often find it challenging to convey our feelings, fearing we might hurt each other. This avoidance, unfortunately, leads to confusion and unresolved conflicts. Another significant hurdle is navigating the teenage years when daughters are figuring out which aspects of their mothers they want to emulate and which ones they want to reject. As a mom of three girls, I was all ears for practical tips. One gem I absolutely loved: ask your daughter directly what she needs instead of assuming. It's simple, yet incredibly powerful. This short episode is packed with valuable insights. So tune in, soak up the wisdom, and if you resonate with the conversation, share it. Help me extend the reach to more moms who could benefit from this enriching dialogue. Isn't that a fantastic gift for fellow moms? And now, let's hear from Hilary. Hello, and welcome to the show, Hilary.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
You say you're on a mission to redefine what we expect and accept from our mother-daughter relationship. Tell us more about why you focused on the mother-daughter relationship and why you're perfectly suited to guide us on this topic.
Yeah, I'm happy to. So I have been a therapist for 15 years, and I was a family therapist initially, and then I started to focus on teen girls. I always felt really connected to that age group. And in doing that work, I saw the breakdown between mothers and daughters really clearly, because most of my clients struggled with their moms. And when I say teen girls, it was really adolescent girls, so ages 12 to 25. And sometimes, you know, the mom would come into the room and I didn't have the skills to understand what was happening, but I could see a lot of the same breakdowns between my clients. And I had never learned anything about the mother-daughter relationship in school as a therapist or in any trainings after school. And so I decided I need to know why, you know, why is this happening for my clients? And I found some pioneers in the field who were focusing on mother-daughter relationships and learned the dynamics between a mother and a daughter and why they struggle specifically. And it has everything to do with being female. And that's just not something that most people realize is, you know, we tend to struggle with the same issues. And we often think it's just us. We're the only ones, because mothers and daughters don't always talk about what is going on behind closed doors and how they're frustrated with each other or disappointed or not feeling heard or loved. And there are real reasons why we feel like that. So my mission is really to help women see that there are reasons why we struggle. It's not necessarily us or that we're doing something wrong, and that we can have, you know, comfortable conversations, share how we really feel and what we really want from each other, and get some strong guidance on how to change it.
Yeah.
And how to navigate through that and have tools for the rest of our relationship, because it's a lifelong relationship that we'll always have.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully, not just until they leave the house. So help us understand the dynamics of this relationship, of the mother-daughter relationship. What brings us together and what pulls us apart?
So what tends to get in the way for us is us not always being able to say exactly how we feel or what we need. I work with a lot of mothers and daughters who will say things like, you know, I was reading between the lines, or I'm reading her body language and picking up how she probably feels or what she wants from me. And really, it's because we, as women, we don't always feel comfortable being really direct about what it is that we need from someone in our relationship. And so when we have two women who can't speak directly about what they need or want, the communication gets confusing, and we're unable to really hear from each other what we can do and how we can solve whatever the conflict is or the pain is. So not being able to ask for what you need directly, something that brings us back together in the relationship is being able to talk through when something difficult happens. Many mothers and daughters I work with are afraid to approach each other. They don't want to hurt each other. They don't want to make the other feel anxious or angry or frustrated and bring up difficult feelings. But when we can do that and see that it's okay, we can move through it. We can be honest about how we feel and what happened and what we need moving forward. We have the potential to get those, conflicts sorted and move on without having them sort of bubbling under the surface all the time. Because that's something you'll see a lot with mothers and daughters is just they could be easy to trigger. Something could happen and it's like, oh yeah, I remember this. This is this thing that always happens, but nobody ever talks about how that thing always happens and doesn't feel good. So really putting a voice to how you're feeling and what you need is key.
And what happens in the teen years? Is it because the emotions run even higher that they're so disruptive for our mother-daughter relationship? Because I have a 10-year-old and I already feel something shifting, although we have a strong connection. So what is about the teen years that's so disruptive?
Yeah, so there's stages in the mother-daughter relationship where we tend to struggle more. And one of the first ones is the teen years. So we sort of move through childhood in flow, and then we have a shift when our daughters become adolescents. And a lot of times, moms don't sort of recalibrate within the relationship during those new stages. And so it's a time when it's important for moms to reflect on, okay, what does my daughter need from me now? She's getting older. She's wanting to be more independent. How can I keep her in relationship with me? And how can I keep her close while respecting this need that she has to find herself? And that's a hard balance. So sometimes as parents, we're either holding on too tight and not letting them have enough of their own thoughts and ideas and expressing themselves in the way that they want, or we're totally letting them go and thinking like, oh, we're supposed to. They're supposed to go off and do their own thing, and then she'll come back to me after high school. When she's 18, we'll come back in relationship. And it's really about keeping that relationship through all of those years and knowing how to create that balance. So when daughters are teenagers, they start to look at their moms and decide, what do I like about how my mom is, how she carries herself, how she interacts with people, the kind of woman she is in this world? And what do I want to take and what do I want to reject? So if there's a lot of things that she sees when she looks at her mom that she doesn't respect or like, or she doesn't want to have that in her own life, there can be more rejection in the relationship, more anger. I don't want to do that. In order for me not to be that kind of woman, I have to push you away. And that can be really hard for moms.
And what's the mother's best move in that situation?
To take a look at herself and see what her daughter sees. Like sometimes that, could be drinking too much. Sometimes that could be judging other people, gossiping and friendships, talking behind other people's backs. It could be so many different things. But most of the time, daughters are putting a voice to it. They're saying, especially teen daughters, they're saying what the issue is for them. And, moms might be brushing it off and thinking, oh, she's just giving me a hard time, or she's so critical of me, which could be true. But really listen to what she's saying is bothering her, because this might be something that you as a mom need to take a look at and think, can I be better in this area? How is this behavior serving me as well? Because clearly it's getting in the way of my relationship with my daughter.
I love that. So just listen, they're going to tell us what they need.
Yeah. And it's often things we don't want to hear, so we don't listen. We dismiss it and say, well, that's not what I meant. Or you've got that wrong. That's not how I feel, or that's not what's going on. But there's probably truth in that somewhere. If it's not actually happening, it is how your daughter feels. So it deserves some attention and it deserves to be worked on with her.
I agree. So, what does a healthy mother-daughter relationship look like?
That's a big question. I get that question a lot because I think we don't know, right? I mean, I think maybe Some of our ideas are, we get our nails done, we're best friends, we watch Gilmore Girls, right? We do these things together. And yes, having fun and spending time together is important, but really it comes down to how heard do you feel in your mother-daughter relationship, especially as a daughter. Do you feel like your mom gets you? Do you feel like she really listens and understands you when you go to her? Or do you feel like she tells you, that you're handling something in the wrong way, or you could do something better? Do you feel criticized or judged? These are the things that we need from each other, is to feel heard and understood, because that is love to us. That's how we feel loved as women. And so knowing that your mom always supports you, no matter what, is the biggest gift. And it's going to carry through, when I said about your relationship for life, that is the number one issue that adult daughters have with their moms, is they don't feel heard and understood.
Do you think that the healing process starts with our own mothers? Like we have to look in that direction too?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's part of the work I do with clients, is looking back into the history of mothers and daughters in your family, identifying the patterns. My mother did this and I'm doing this now. One of my clients was talking about how her mom wouldn't share things with her, like difficult news. When she was an adult, she wouldn't tell her if someone's sick or someone's not doing well or someone died or difficult news. She would keep it from her daughter. And through our work together, she realized, I'm doing the same thing. I'm not being fully transparent with my daughter about what's really going on or what I'm really dealing with. And then I expect her to understand that I'm stressed or I'm sad or I'm scared, but she doesn't know because I'm keeping it from her. So absolutely knowing the history of the mothers and daughters in your family helps you to understand what hasn't worked and what you need to change.
And I'm not sure we can do that by ourselves because we are not able to see it without outside help. What were the biggest issues teen girls faced during your time as a therapist? What are most parents missing? Maybe if we know the answer to this question in advance, we can increase the odds of doing it right.
I'm going to go back to listening. I really think that's a huge part of it, and I know for myself as a mother, I'm busy and there's a lot I miss. There are things my daughter brings to me, and I might slap a solution on it or talk through it or listen to her, but then afterwards, now that I'm thinking about it, she seemed anxious about that and I didn't ask her how she felt. I just assumed I knew how she felt, and so I maybe gave her some advice and that may have not been the right thing to do. She probably just wanted to feel heard and maybe understand how she felt about the situation in order to feel better. So I think, listening is so key, and it's going to encourage them to talk more. And when you have teenagers, getting them to talk can be challenging. But the more you're listening and listening without the intention to solve it, right? You're just listening with the goal of understanding what it is that they're experiencing. You're going to keep getting information. You're going to keep getting kind of a window into their world. And that's how you stay connected and keep up with what's going on and what she's dealing with. And hopefully she'll come to you when there are bigger things that she really needs support with, because she knows that, my mom's going to listen and she's going to help me. I'm not going to feel judged in this situation.
Right, listening without judging. That's an important part. You know what I find difficult? Sometimes all of my girls want to share at the same time. So listening intently and without distraction is really difficult at times. Do you think it's a good option to revisit the topic once we have more time?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I do that with my daughter too. So those moments where I reflect and think, like, oh, she may have been feeling anxious, or I don't actually know how she felt because I didn't ask her. I just assumed. I will go back to it and I'll say, that thing that you were telling me about this morning or yesterday, I was thinking about it and I was wondering, and she'll talk about it if she still wants to talk about it, right? It's always okay to go back to it. It's also okay to say, I really want to hear what you have to say about this. Can we talk about this at bedtime? Can we talk about this when we get in the car to go to practice? And to really be purposeful with giving her that one-on-one time to connect and talk about it. And those are really the two best places to do it, right? Before bed, they get really chatty and want to download about their day, right? And then also in the car, they want to talk about what's happening in their world. So those are always two good places to say, let's have this conversation there, or just to get them talking when you get them one-on-one in that way.
Yeah, bedtime is a big one for us too. And is it ever too late to make repairs if we feel we've damaged the relationship in some way? Like, do you think repairs can be made at any time, for example, with our own mothers?
I do. Because I think in the end, we all just want to feel loved, especially mothers. They want to feel like they did a good job, right? And that their efforts were seen and felt. And so if a mom can take the conversation about the pain that was caused, can hear that, can acknowledge it, can apologize, can own it, that can heal a lot. It can heal a lot. And actually, when I talk about my private clients, mothers and daughters I work together are adult daughters with their mothers. Typically, I work with mothers of teen girls individually. So it's never too late. And I think that feeling of it might be too late, and maybe I can't even bring this up or talk about this, or it'll never get fixed, is exactly why we stay stuck and nothing changes. I think it's never too late to work on it, to have the conversation, to invite your mother or daughter to do the work with you, and you'll only see benefits from it if you work with someone who understands the relationship.
Yeah, and guide us because I think we're all too scared from hurting them or getting hurt.
Yeah, right. It's exactly what I said before, is that protection of the other from feeling difficult feelings. But it's so important if you want to move on. If you don't want to carry that pain, that guilt, or that disappointment or frustration or whatever it is, if you don't want to carry that with you, it's so important to have that conversation. I've had the honor of being in the room with mothers and daughters who say the things they've never said before, and to see just the weight that is lifted from their shoulders, when they hear, I'm sorry, I didn't know you felt that way. Here's my perspective. Here's what I was experiencing. And they could see the whole picture of what was going on. I mean, it's just immediate relief of like, wow, I can't believe I didn't say this sooner. I can't believe I didn't, create this safe place so that we could have this hard conversation and feel like we're both really heard and we can move on. It makes such a difference.
I like the idea of being proactive and doing it right now with our younger daughters. Are there any other tips on nourishing that connection besides open conversations and listening?
What's at the heart of this is daughters feeling heard and understood. So if you're listening and your daughter is feeling heard by you, the other piece is her feeling accepted by you, and that she is good enough just as she is. There's nothing to change, and that you love her exactly how she is. It helps her accept herself and feel accepted in your eyes. All of that is really going to help nurture the relationship. Some of that might be, a mom maybe wants to spend time by getting her nails done, but maybe her daughter doesn't find that fun. And that's not something she wants to do with her. Maybe she would rather throw a ball around outside or something, right? And so the mom knowing this is how my daughter likes to be loved, this is how she wants to spend time with me, and that's what I'm going to do in order to help her feel loved. And so it may not always feel natural to do things that aren't exactly what you would want to do for fun or how you would connect in a relationship, but meeting your daughter where she is really going to do a lot for the relationship in the long run.
I love that. Meeting your daughter where she is. That's awesome. Any tips from protecting our connection through all future stages of that relationship? As you said, around the teen years, things change and we both evolve. How do we keep that connection that we hopefully nurtured right now through the rest of the stages?
The other stages are, when the daughter moves out. So maybe when she goes to college, if she gets married, if she has a baby, different times in her life, she's going to need different things from you. And so understanding that the listening and the understanding is going to carry through no matter what the stage is. But checking in and asking, how can I be helpful? Right? What can I do for you? And that's not always something we get as women, right? Is somebody saying, like, how are you today? And what can I do for you to make your life easier? And if we think about something as the daughter having a baby, how powerful would it be for her mom to say, how can I help you? What can I do? Right? Versus just coming over and cleaning or coming over and holding the baby, right? So asking, what can I do? What do you need from me? Right? When your daughter goes to college, you know, the same thing, making these conversations normal and expected and just part of the relationship. How can I support you? What do you need from me right now? And that will protect your relationship as you move forward, because that language will be there. And then your daughter could say, hey, mom, this thing you're doing, I don't like it. That doesn't make me feel good. But here's what would make me feel good. Right? And she could
I
do
love
that because
that.
It's
so
already
simple.
There.
It's
It
so
is.
Simple. And yet
it
it's
is.
not the first thing we do, right? We assume we know what they need, or maybe we assume
Yeah.
we know better than they do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for this wonderful conversation. I truly enjoyed it. Would you tell people where they can further connect with you and learn more about your offers?
Yes. So my website is hillarymay.com. I'm also on Instagram at hillarymayco, and I offer private coaching. And also I have a course, Hold On To Your Daughter, where moms can learn exactly what to do through all the stages to protect their relationship and to heal it as well. And the course includes monthly coaching calls with me as well.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you found this episode valuable, please share it with a friend. Your support helps me reach more listeners and make a positive impact. Also, remember to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Stay connected, and I look forward to having you join me for the next insightful discussion. I'm so excited for this one. It's with my longtime mentor, the woman who introduced me to conscious parenting 6 years ago, and the one I named my youngest daughter after. You wouldn't want to miss that precious conversation. Keep rocking it in your parenting journey, and until next time, take care.